You're listening to That's What They Say here on Michigan Public.
For those of us of a certain age, if we whack a tennis ball or a softball too hard or at the wrong angle, we could throw our back out of whack.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth, and I am here with University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hello, Rebecca.
Since you're talking about the word whack, I can't resist that little jump rope rhyme. Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks. Do you know that one?
I would just like to say that so many of these childhood rhymes, when you step back from them, they're awful.
They are dark. But, you know, you started talking about the word whack, and that's just kind of what I thought about.
And here we are, and we're here to talk about the expression out of whack, which lets us talk about whack and lots of related words. Interestingly, the expression out of whack has been increasing over the last 25 years in British English and American English. So if people feel like they're hearing a lot about things being out of whack, they're right.
I do hear that one all the time.
The data bear that out. Whack originally means a vigorous blow with a stick or the sound of that blow. We've got this back to the 1700s. It's probably imitative, and it could be a variant of thwack.
Yeah, you can hear that sound, that kind of sound.
And then the impact. By 1891, in the Oxford English Dictionary, we have the expression to have or to take a whack at something, which we still use to make an attempt or try. And in 1885, we see the first instance in the OED of out of whack for something that is not working well or out of alignment. This is mostly U.S. First, it's of people and their bodies, and there's this great quote from 1885 from the book Texas Cowboy or 15 Years on the Hurricane Deck of a Spanish Pony. And the quote is, "I was too weak to walk that far on account of my back being out of whack."
I know that feeling.
As do I, sadly. Then you get machines or phones or motors can be out of whack. And then out of whack comes to be used figuratively for your principles could be out of whack or cash flow projections or, I don't know, Rebecca, everything could be out of whack.
All at once. Yep.
Now, while we're talking about whack, we need to talk about wacky, which shows up by 1935 to mean odd or peculiar or mad. Maybe this is because one has taken a blow to the head. We're not sure. This is likely then related to wacko. We also have the slangy whack as an adjective, as in that's whack.
Crack is whack. Remember that?
Absolutely. So 1986, an anti-drug campaign, crack is whack. You have whacking as an intensifier for something that's very large, or it can be just mean very, like that was a whacking great meal. And then whack-a-doodle. Got that at least 1991, probably related to whack-a-doo, which we've got back to the 1970s as a noun for a foolish person or an adjective, probably related to wacky. And there was this use of the expression do whack-a-doo in music to imitate the sound of jazz or ragtime. Now, Rebecca, there is this question of is out of whack related to the meaning of whack for a blow? And the answer is we're just not sure. There is this expression in the mid-1800s, in fine whack. It was rare. There's a little bit of evidence. Michael Quinion on Worldwide Words notes that we have this letter by John Hay, who was President Lincoln's secretary in 1863, and he writes, "The tycoon, the president, is in fine whack. I have rarely seen him more serene and busy." So out of whack might be the opposite of in fine whack.
Well, that was a lot of information, but I'm glad you took a whack at it. Thanks so much, Anne.
Any day I can say whack-a-doodle on the radio is a good day.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.